This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 296. Never get to speak English? How to solve your problem now. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 7 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. On today's episode, we have a guest. Our guest is a native English speaker and an italki English teacher from the Midwestern U.S. who is currently living in Bariloche, Argentina. He has spent many years studying Spanish abroad in Mexico and Guatemala, and he's here today to talk about a key problem for English learners that you might be facing every day. Do you feel like you never get a chance to speak English? Maybe even in an English class, you leave the class feeling like you haven't spoken at all. Today, you'll get a quick and easy solution from our guest, Jason Noonan. Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Jason, welcome to All Ears English. Thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing very, very good. Thanks a lot, Lindsay, for having me. This is great.
Oh, glad to have you here. It's always great to have a new voice on the show. And, you know, I was on italki the other day, and I saw one of your classes. It sounded really interesting, and it caught my eye, so I decided to contact you. And the name of your class is Student Speaks, Teacher Listens. I thought that was really interesting. Can you tell us what that's all about?
Basically, it's just a simple concept in the sense that when I took Spanish classes, the teacher did a lot of the talking, and I didn't have an opportunity to practice speaking. So I basically wanted to allow my students to talk and me know. Sometimes as teachers, we tend to get involved with the lesson and we end up talking too much, in my opinion. And so after an hour class, maybe the student only talked maybe 30 minutes. So my class is designed specifically so that during an hour session, the student talks at least 90% of the time so that they can get that physical practice.
Awesome. Awesome. And so tell me about this Spanish class that you took where you felt like you weren't speaking at all. Was that at a large school or was that with a tutor?
No, it was at the university, but it was a small university, and there were probably 12 students in there, but a lot of it was grammar work and writing and reading and listening, so that only a fraction of the class was speaking. And then I took some other classes, too, that maybe it was an hour long, but I didn't have a full opportunity to practice because there were other students there as well.
And when you came out of that class every week or every day, how did you feel about your Spanish? I mean, did you feel like you had actually gotten closer to the language or more intimate with the language?
I always felt confused afterwards because some of the other students spoke better than I did, and maybe they had exposure to Spanish at younger ages maybe, but I always felt confused. But when I started practicing with close friends who were from Spanish-speaking countries, and we started practicing in more social atmospheres, that's when I realized that my Spanish was starting to improve because I was allowed the opportunity to speak.
Okay, so that sounds like that class was that frustration that you had was the inspiration
for your creating this class called Student Speaks, Teacher Listens, right? Because I think you really are understanding something really important that our listeners are feeling all the time, every day when they're attending, you know, large classes in institutions or language schools. They're going into these classes and they're paying a lot of money and they're sitting there and they're not speaking either because the teacher spends the whole time speaking or because they're not forced to jump in. And even with tutors sometimes, right, Jason? Mm-hmm. With one-on-one tutors, it is possible if you get on an interesting topic that the tutor will end up speaking, you know, 50% of the time or 80% of the time. Who knows, right? Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you want to try to solve this problem for students.
Absolutely. As teachers, we get nervous sometimes with new students, and we want to do the best that we can. And so in that nervousness, sometimes we speak, and sometimes we speak too much. So I feel very comfortable not speaking. So I think that's why I really try to force my students to do the speaking. And if they can bring topics that they're interested in talking about too, and mm-hmm. in addition to the topics I provide, that always helps them.
Oh, that's interesting. It's good that you're able to sit through being nervous and not turn that into jabber, right? To talking, meaningless talking. It's interesting that sometimes when teachers are nervous, they'll talk more, but when students are nervous, they'll be quiet. And that's a recipe for disaster, right? Because that will end up being a very uneven lesson for the student.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's all about practice. We can all watch videos and read books on how to cook and whatever it may be, but really you can't become a good cook until you actually do it. That's kind of the theory that I take with this. You can't be a good speaker until you actually start physically getting those words to come out of your mouth. And that's
okay.
The way I look at it.
Yeah, I like that. So this is a class that our listeners will want to check out if they feel like they're just not getting enough speaking time in, even if they're currently working with a one-on-one tutor, but maybe they feel like the tutor is just speaking a little bit too much, and they're leaving the class not feeling more comfortable with the spoken language, with spoken English. So can you break down, Jason, a typical class? What does it look like? How long is it? What do you do in the class?
Yeah, great. Basically, my classes are an hour long. I also offer a 30-minute class and a 45-minute class, and basically, I automatically start the class by, how are you? What is new with you? And if they give me a short answer, I break into the next topic. I say, hey, I read this article about this. And then I say, what do you think about that? What do you know about that? A lot of times that's not enough to get them speaking. So I have them maybe read a short article or watch a short video clip from the internet. And then that gets them, their minds thinking a lot about things that they didn't know maybe were in their brain in the moment. And so then they start talking about the topic. And then before we know it, sometimes the conversation has gone for 45 minutes and often to different topics and without the student realizing it. And that's my whole goal, is to make the class conversational, so it's a natural flow and not me always just throwing topics at the student, although sometimes that happens with because of the chemistry of the class. But my goal is to make it as fluid and as natural for the student so that they think, wow, where did that hour go? That was great. I was talking the whole time. That's my whole goal.
Okay, I like it. No, that's a great feeling. That's how we want our listeners to feel, our students to feel, right, when they finish our classes. We want them to come away feeling exhausted, like their jaw is tired.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Do you give them a specific framework? For example, if you say, oh, I read an article about poverty in XYZ country. Do you give them a framework to talk about that? Or do you just say, just give me your thoughts on that topic?
Yeah, great question. First of all, I ask them, what are your thoughts? What do you know? And then, of course, that's a really general question. So a lot of times, I always have follow-up questions that key on specific things. Do you know anybody that this has happened to? Have you read articles similar to this? What experiences have you had in this particular topic? Things that kind of get them, kind of trigger their memory to think about something. Because a lot of times maybe they don't know, and then after they think, or if a question is posed in a certain way, it sparks a memory and they realize, wow, actually I did remember a situation when I was helping somebody, and then that triggers a memory, and then they end up speaking about that memory, and then it's a more natural fluid. But I definitely have specific questions for them to answer.
Okay, to get good. Them, how do they to get them talking and involved, right?
You got it. Mm-hmm.
Good. And how do they know if they've made a mistake? What do you do for them at that point?
Sure, that's a really tough question in the sense that I think all teachers struggle with this. Do you correct every single mistake every time it happens? And it just really depends on the level of the student. If a student is at a low level and they're always making mistakes, I think what I do is I have to choose and how big the mistake was and how often they make it. If I don't interrupt them in the moment, which I do sometimes, I always make sure to type what they say incorrectly on the Skype Messenger and then how to say it correctly. And I label both of those sentences as incorrect and correct so that they can always go back at the end of the class, and because they're going to ask themselves, oh, I said that wrong, but what did I say? Well, they will have that provided by me in the Messenger. They'll see what they said wrong, and then they'll see the correct way to say it. So hopefully they can have like that light bulb turn on. Oh, that's how you say it. Great. Okay, now I know. Or maybe they don't understand it, and then they will ask me the next class. They'll say, oh, I didn't understand it. Can you tell me what I said wrong and explain it grammatically maybe? So that happens sometimes.
Great. Yeah, that's great. So you have a couple of ways of correcting them. You correct them verbally immediately in addition to writing the correction in the Skype chat box. I like that. I like that. Okay, because I know that's one thing that a lot of our listeners struggle with. You know, they can find a language exchange for free, and that's really good. But the only problem is often, you know, their friends just won't correct their mistakes.
That does happen sometimes. I know a community tutor who does casual conversations on iTalki, but they don't, and this is just a friend, they don't do a lot of the correcting. And not to say that community tutors don't, but that is exactly correct. Sometimes our friends, we're bashful about correcting everything. So I think sometimes the professional teacher, that's their job, and that's what they're paid to do. So,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah. Can you give us one success story of someone who's gone through your class called Student Speaks, Teacher Listens, someone who's gone through it and has seen real improvement in their confidence?
Absolutely. There are a couple students, actually, but one of the students I remember when I first started with them, their English ability was pretty low. And I didn't, after the first lesson, I didn't think that student was going to want to continue, because I saw that they felt frustrated after the first lesson. But it's a year later and we're still doing classes, and I can absolutely see a difference in their speaking. I've just finished a lesson with them the other day, and I've just told them, I'm very impressed and excited that your English has improved so much over the year. And I'm very happy for them. So it's great for me to see, and I think that they need to hear that from me, because I'm sure they feel it, but they need to hear it too.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that. Well, I really appreciate, Jason, that you've identified a problem that exists not just for our listeners outside of their classes, this idea of not being able to speak enough, but it also exists inside English classes, which is so interesting. And I'm glad that you're starting to address that with this special class of yours called Student Speaks, Teacher Listens. I like that you're really, really dedicated to listening and to not turning your any kind of anxiety or nervousness as a teacher into, as I said before, jabber or just talking, meaningless talk, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Good. Awesome. Well, very cool. So it sounds like this might be something that a couple of our listeners could be interested in checking out if they're having the same problem with their current class, or just feel like they don't get enough chances to practice English outside of, you know, in their everyday life. So first of all, let's invite our listeners to come over to iTalki. So guys, We have a special offer for you. If you want to get $10 off your second lesson with Jason, you need to register on this specific page. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/ITALKI. That's allearsenglish.com/italki. You want to register on that page. And after you've registered on that page, you want to find Jason's profile and sign up for this class called Student Speaks, Teacher Listens. Jason, can you tell us where to find you on italki? What is your URL?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my URL is basically just the website address. So it's www.italki.com/teacher/1387830 is the number designated to my profile.
Okay, great. So after our listeners sign up on our special page, allearsenglish.com/italki, they'll be able to get $10 to go towards their second lesson with you. And so after signing up on that page, they want to go over and find you at that specific URL. Can you say that one more time, Jason, for our listeners?
Absolutely. It's www.italki.com/teacher/1387830.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So we want to invite you guys over to check out what Jason is doing on italki. And Jason, thanks for coming on today and talking about this core problem and your solution. I like what you're doing here, and keep it up. Keep up the good work.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for having me, Lindsay, and best of luck to you guys.
Thanks a lot for your time today, Jason. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to today's show, and be sure to come back to our website at allearsenglish.com/resources for some awesome ideas and special offers to help you get fluent. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. See you soon.